Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father too. From this moment you know him and have seen him." And Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and then we shall be satisfied." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? What I say to you, I do not speak of my own accord. It is the Father living in me who is doing his works. You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe it on the evidence of these works. In all truth, I tell you, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself, and will perform even greater works, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." This must have been a real wake-up call for Philip. Philip, who was originally a follower of John the Baptist and then joined Jesus' apostles and disciples, and seems always to have been in the front of activity. We read of him in John's account of the feeding of the 5,000. It was Philip who tried to set up the meeting of the Greeks with Jesus. And yet he's told at the end of Jesus' life, "Philip, have I been so long with you, and yet you do not know me?" And we do know that Philip went on afterwards to be a great apostle, a man of great zeal, and a man who knew the scriptures so well. James the Less, why he was called the Less, we don't know. Was he younger than the other James? Was he smaller? Anyway, James the Less doesn't figure too much in the Gospels, but he was a powerful and important character in the early apostolic church. The great controversy that was splitting the early church was the way of Jesus Christ. Was this just a reform, a sect of Judaism, or was it something totally different? Had the death and resurrection of Christ changed everything? And it was probably epitomized in the practice to circumcise or not to circumcise. And it was James, as the president, whatever they called him, in Jerusalem, that called the different parties together, and there, very diplomatically, but very definitely, James listened to the Holy Spirit, and then the letter was sent throughout the church, which was the church's response to this question. I think we all need Philip and James today, individually, personally, and the whole church needs to ask a question. Philip, have I been so long with you? Have we been so long nominal Christians, and yet perhaps we have missed the point? We pray, God, that we haven't missed the point, and we will follow closely. Even when there is great difficulty, we will have that delicacy, that diplomacy, and that strength of James. What happened to James afterwards, we don't know quite. Was he thrown off the pinnacle of the temple and killed? Was he stoned to death? Some legends have brought both together. But James was the first one to witness with his life among the apostles. And so we ask the Lord today to open our hearts and our minds, that the Holy Spirit, whose feast we will be celebrating soon at Pentecost, will come to us in heart and mind, so that we will know Jesus, and that whatever the difficulty, we will respond to the promptings of the Holy Spirit.